This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an unbelievable day. We're going to have some fun today. We've got some very interesting guests, but I want to tell you about next week's show because I don't know if you know Lauren LeHev or whatever her name is, Tony Robbins' girl, that lady that makes $1 million a year over at Juice Plus. She's got a friend named Kim Calabrese who lost a child. And Kim Calabrese decided to write a book about that experience of losing a child. And also for all the parents and all the people out there that run into people who have lost loved ones and don't know what to say to them. And I decided to bring her on next week just because at my age, my friends are dropping like flies. And so people are dying right and left because I'm 100. So as a result of that, I don't ever know what to say to these people. So I read her book, and I'm telling you, it made a difference because I stopped giving advice and just gave love and compassion. So I'm going to have her on the show next week, and I think you're going to love it. So that's going to be a cool thing for next week. But this week's show is really, really cool. I've got Nick and Natalie Sorensen. And Nick Sorensen is such an interesting guy. I met him with John Hammock a few weeks ago, and it was just an experience, and I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. He and his wife are absolute network marketers. His wife is really the power behind the deal, from what I understand, and he's kind of like Mr. Natalie, stay-at-home dad, and that works for him. Right now, he's delivering the kids to soccer, to the popsicle stand, to something. And his wife's sitting at home grinding it out. And that's the way they do things. And she obviously took quite good care of herself, and Nick not so much. So, Natalie, how you doing?
Hello. Glad to be here.
What's going on? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I don't understand why I have two chairs. It's bugging me. Because I'm here by myself, and I have no friends, and so that's already got me, it's already in a dilemma. It was sticking in my brain, so I had to get rid of that chair. But Natalie, who the heck are you? You guys are a power couple. You're actually doing two different companies. I want to hear how you guys do this, and what makes you two tick, because your husband is adorable. I understand why you married him.
He is adorable. So I guess let me give you the long, short story. He says that I can't do that very well at all. But we were sitting on one of our first several dates, and he told me that his dream was to be a network marketer and help people all around the world. And I looked at him and was like, ew. I don't really know what that is, but that sounds terrible. I was an entrepreneur, started a business when I was 18. It was a brick and mortar salon, so I was in the service industry. So I helped people all day long, but I helped people in my community. I didn't change anybody's lives around the world. I didn't really know anybody outside of the U.S. And so his dream was not my dream, but as our story unfolded, when we started a family, I sold that business, and it took me about 2 months of going crazy with a newborn baby in a city where we knew no one, that I was like, the greatest gift that I feel like God had given me, which was the spirit of entrepreneurship, helping people, making them look better and feel better.
Her husband.
Which would help them become more confident so they could live their happiest, most successful life. That little piece was missing. And I was looking at this little girl going, I don't know if I can be a domestic goddess. I don't think I'm that good at dishes or laundry, but I do know what I'm good at. And so that's kind of what led us into this industry. Nick was working full-time, traveling sales, was gone all the time. He was really successful, but we didn't have a life. I remember his first Father's Day, he wasn't there. And it was like, I know you can celebrate Father's Day on any other day, but I didn't want to. You know, it hurt bad. And we were making sacrifices as a family. And so when somebody dropped the opportunity into my lap, I said, I can do something with this. You know, I care about people. I want to help people. I can take everything that I've known in business and be coachable and willing to learn. I'm a compulsive learner. I'm always reading something. I'm always trying to, you know, meet somebody or do something to find somebody that I didn't know. And this industry was fascinating me, quite frankly. People are able to make tremendous, like, you know, big business type of income, but have freedom and lifestyle and no overhead. So that's what I've been exposed to before. And so I got really excited about it, got to work. 6 months later, we were very young. I think I was, what was I, Nick? 27 at the time. I told him, if I make a check bigger than yours, you're calling your boss and quitting. I don't recommend that for anybody who's at that place in life. It wasn't the smartest thing, but we were a young couple in love with a young family who wanted a different life. So he did. He called and fired his boss. And, of course, we thought working together full-time, we would, like, catapult it, triple our success, quadruple our success. And I think Nick would be pretty honest to tell you he thought that he'd mastered sales. So when he brought that over into network marketing, I was like super excited to have him work with the team. And he was like Mr. Salesman. So I still did way better than him. He wasn't recruiting people nearly as fast as I thought he would. And it was because he was using all these like super slick sales tactics instead of being relatable to people, using tools and systems, all of that. And so I'm like, I'm just this like dingy stay-at-home mom beauty, you know, professional. I'm killing it because I was recruiting all types of people, men, women, all ages, all people, and growing this amazing team. So quickly, he was like, okay, I need to step back, learn from people who've gone before me. So he was also coachable when he got involved. We had a lot of success together. We loved working together. We're best friends, so we love spending time together. But just, you know, as business and season things evolved, like, I just want to stay true to my passions, and he wants to stay true to his, and we're both the same personality type, which is really interesting. So everyone's like, who's the quiet, reserved one, or who's the non-A-type dominant personality? And I'm like, well, we both are. So we're having a lot of fun, kind of like staying in our own zones, but it's the same industry. So we're always like, you know, popping ideas off of each other. Nick's like a brilliant person when it comes to numbers and compensation and like just strategy. And I'm really good with people and talking to people and wording things and all of that. So we kind of play off of each other's strengths in that sense. But, you know, I think most of all, what we're most passionate about is just helping people change their lives. And we have a vehicle to do that. And so whether it's a little bit or a lot that somebody's wanting, we get to do that. And it's just really fun to get to wake up every day and chase that dream.
Hey, Nick, do you ever get to talk?
Every once in a while I get permission, for sure.
What a great dynamic. The both of you just ripping every day. You've defined your roles. You're having a blast, and you're building two sizable incomes under the same roof and not killing each other. That's pretty strong, Nick. Is that kind of what I'm talking about?
We definitely have our moments, for sure. I mean, people say to, you know, describe your marriage, the word is passion, which that's in every form of that word. It describes everything from the highs and the lows. But no, we're having lots of fun, for sure. And it's fun to see her, you know, have so much success. And
he turned off his camera. Who knows why?
Oh, sorry, I was getting calls. It's fun to see her have so much success and do so well. but you know, be mom first and wife first. So it's been good. It's been a journey for us in the industry, but you know, prioritizing and you know, really figuring out what is first is kind of what led us down our pathway where we're at.
Really, that's really really cool. So I want to, you know, before we go, we got a break in a couple of minutes, but Natalie, you look like you are absolutely on fire all the time, thinking out of the box, not letting anything slow you down. Is that kind of how you live your life, just telling women to be brave, bust through the fear, and go for the golden goose?
Yeah, I really do. So I feel very blessed and fortunate that when I was growing up, my dad always said, his line to me was, if anybody can do it, you can. And I was just raised with this confidence that, like, I didn't feel inferior because I was a girl. I didn't feel inferior because I was blonde. I didn't feel inferior for any reason. It was like, if somebody else out there in the world can go do it, why not me? And I feel like definitely there, I don't live like a fairy tale. There's still things that get me down. I have sick kids. I have different things. After I had my third baby, I went through extreme postpartum depression. I'd never experienced that in my life. I didn't know what it was like to wake up and not be happy and have something to chase. And I feel like I went through those experiences for me to become more aware of a leader, as a leader, to understand that there's circumstances that causes people to go through different things, and then like really how to be there for them and support them through that. So the answer is, yeah, things aren't always perfect in the Sorensen's world. People joke around like it always is because we have these really cute kids and, you know, I guess follow us on Insta stories or something like that and see the behind the scenes, you know, the messes, the, I don't know, maybe we should post a picture of like the car after like one weekend. We can't get through the weekend without like everything just piling up and becoming crazy. We're just like anybody else, but we don't have limitations that we try to let hold us back very long. We definitely try to bust through those limiting beliefs. And I don't know, think about putting somebody else before yourself. And that's what's really cool about this industry is if you can help enough people get what they want, you'll have everything that you want. So it's not just our goals and mine, but it's really truly the other people that we serve and that we work with every day.
I think I want to husband like Nick myself. I think I love him. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back right after this. This is the Tom Chenault Show. You stick around on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We are back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having a fantastic day. We have got Nick and Natalie Sorensen, and I love this power couple because they look so doggone happy together. And all of us dream of having a supportive spouse that is going to work the business with us, where everybody defines their roles. Denise and I did that. We are partnering. I mean, I can hardly wait to come down. I didn't like Nick so well. I think I love his wife. And so going down there and having dinner with these two people in Dallas, Texas, or wherever they live would be nothing but fantastic. We've got a lot of friends in common. And this is what this is all about, living your life like a party. Three kids, they raised three kids through their business. I didn't have postpartum depression. I don't know that Nick did, but his wife did, and she got through that and kept going. That's very, very cool, Natalie. And now, what's your life look like on a daily basis today? Your kids are all a little older. Obviously, you're still being that kind of mom. And what do you think about network marketing for all the other moms out there that are trying to figure out how not to give their kids to daycare, which is nothing more than a flu machine?
Yeah, that's totally true. So we have three daughters. One's almost nine, one's almost seven, and one that's not even two. So she's not very old. And we raised the first two definitely when they were younger through full-time, both of us working the same business together. And as we moved into ours almost starting kindergarten, we were like, maybe we should have one more. And I remember telling Nick, like, if I do this, like, you're going to be, like, co-parent. Like, not just, like, dad, I can change the diaper. But I was like, we're going to do this, like, together. Like, I'm going to be working, you're going to be working. We were both running businesses at the time. And so what it looks like on a daily basis now is, like, a meeting late at night that's like, what do you have tomorrow? What do you have tomorrow? Okay, I'll do this. You do this. So currently, right now, our 18-month-old, 19-month-old, 20-month-old, how old is she? She hasn't been in any kind of daycare. So Nick and I have worked at home with her, and she hasn't been sick, but like a stuffiness, like no major illness at all. So maybe this next fall, she'll start a little preschool or something. But we love being able to do this with her. So I think Nick went into his office my kid's company's office with the baby on his hip last week while I had to travel to Houston. They were all, like, giving her knuckles, taking selfies with her. And I'm like, what a way to grow up.
How cool is that? Well, I know this. Adrian's got three kids, and I'm telling you, they are, like, outnumbered. And, I mean, it's though they are going crazy. And watching you two smiling through this thing reminds me of Adrian and Callie, because obviously with three kids it's work, but it's worth it. What's wrong? Oh, look at the camera. My monitor fell down, so I'm holding it up. So the producer, James Earl Moore, who is that guy, that bird dog from Dallas that all of you met at the ANFP, he also runs everything, and I answer to him. So, Nick, back to you. Future of network marketing. What do you think's going on out there? Integrity, fidelity. Talk about everything from your heart, buddy. Just don't you have to have massive integrity in this business? Just be true to your word, especially when people aren't looking.
No, 100%. I mean, this is all, we know it's a people business. That's why your contact mapping is so powerful. But it's all about trust. This is a very simple business, but it's not easy to do. You have to have full trust in what you're doing, whether it's the products, whether it's the company, whether it's a compensation plan, that you know that you're going to deliver value to people. And so it all comes down to that. It all comes down to, you know, integrity, the belief that, you know, the ownership, the formulations of the products and the comp plan are in the best interest of you, the people you're sharing it with. And if there's a little kink in that armor, it's a lot harder to go do this business. And so I think that's everything for sure. But, you know, where the industry is going, where the business is going, I wholeheartedly do believe that, you know, we're getting ready for some massive growth. You know, we're in this, you know, we keep hearing about the side gig economy, all these different ways to make extra income. This is the best way, right? You know, no overhead. The model works. The model makes sense. There's so many reasons why people should go towards this, but we're needing to make more and more income on top of that. You know, I wholeheartedly believe that, you know, we are in a time with our economy, especially here in the States, but even worldwide, where it's fall, you know, it's spring, summer, fall, winter. Never in the history of our economy we've gone backwards. And we know in this industry, when winter hits, we thrive because people are forced to go do something, right? This is a volunteer army, a volunteer industry, where not everyone just goes and gets outside their box, gets outside their comfort zone to go make something happen. But when it's winter and when you're forced to, when your back's against the wall, you have to go do it. And that's why this industry thrives. So I think we're getting ready to see some absolutely incredible, massive growth in our space. And I'm excited to, and I'm excited for those people that are involved with companies and people with high integrity that are doing it right, because it makes it a lot easier for the rest of us, for sure.
How do people get hold of one or the two of you? Is there a website or something where somebody can find you to, or find you how?
She's the better looking one, obviously, of the two. And so she does have a website. Hers is nataliesorensen.com.
Nataliesorensen.com. Okay, you guys. Thank you for coming on. We love you. Send questions to nataliesorensen.com. I come back right after this with the great Lisa Grossman. Stick around.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is denying involvement in attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said earlier this week that Iran is ratcheting up tensions in a volatile Middle East. Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood from the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News,
why Iran continues down this path? Well, they're the world sponsor of terrorism, you know, fomenting a war in Yemen, threatening to attack U.S. interests in Iraq. It's just a crazy regime. And so I think the administration is fully justified and is on the proper path.
Hong Kong is suspending a controversial extradition bill that would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. Gordon Chang, author of The Coming Collapse of China, says that doesn't put an end to the tensions, though.
Right now, I think Beijing wants to see if it can defuse the crisis, but it's not giving up. And so, therefore, there's going to be a long period of friction.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. And I am so happy to see all of you guys. And thank you for listening to the show today. Nick and Natalie Sorensen were great. Next week, Kim Calabrese is going to be talking about grief. And I want you to watch this show because people are losing their, this opioid crisis out there is so important to me because people are losing kids right and left. And you don't know what to say to them. And this Kim Calabrese wrote a book. And it was so powerful, it made me cry. So I asked her to come on the show. She'll be here next week. And you really, really want to, really want to listen to that show. And now we've got the great Lisa Grossman. I don't know if you know her. And if you don't, you're crazy. And if you're not connected to her, you're crazy. I don't know anybody smarter. I don't know anybody with a better memory. I don't know anybody that follows up without even consciously following up at a level like Lisa Grossman, who has integrity. The integrity of this woman is such that not only does she remember what she does, she remembers what she says she's going to do, and she does it. And when I don't do it, she reminds me gently that I dropped the ball. I love her. I respect her. I work with her on a really regular basis because we aren't anywhere near the same company. I love her. Lisa, how are you, kid?
I'm having an awesome day. A little bit of a lost voice, and I apologize to listeners for that. I sound a bit like a frog, but so excited to be here. And I was afraid if I told Tom I was froggy, he might give you somebody else, so I kind of neglected to mention.
So, Lisa, talk to me about network marketing right now. You were a consultant for years. You decided to come in the game, put your spikes on, put your complete focus on one company, one build. Started from virtually scratch, and you are killing it. Do you have any story in the world that network marketing is a dying breed?
No. Network marketing is alive, well, coming out of the garage, and the only constant in life is change. But I don't see as much change as everybody else does, because I think I've been doing this in some capacity for 30 years, and my consulting career is a little more glamorous than Tom makes it out to be, because I didn't really love consulting. I love helping my friends. So I gave up consulting for a living to become a girl who could stick her nose in because she's helping and cares for a while before I got back into the field, which I never thought I would do, so never say never. I think that network marketing has always had kind of different viewpoints and different ways people view the business. And businesses, like all things in life, are a function of what you know. I think network marketing is doing better than ever. And if you look at the numbers would back me up. But for people that didn't believe it, that, you know, 40 years ago or 30 years ago told me it didn't, they don't believe it works. And today they don't believe it works for them. They are so right. And they've spent 30 years of it not working. And then I met people that know it works and it's working for them for 30 years. And that's really where you start. But network marketing is crushing.
And what you've done is basically reinvented yourself. I mean, customer acquisition. All I ever hear you talk about is how many customers you've got in your business and how customers are driving your check. And you've got to have leaders, of course, and you've got strong leaders. But you've really changed your conversation to customers and retention, right?
I have become the person I made fun of for the better part of 30 years. Yes, that is true. But it's an interesting thing because I think in the beginning I saw it. I mean, anybody who's watching this, very first company you ever did, ever, didn't you try the product first? If you hadn't loved the product, would you have gone forward with the company? Now, for some of us, that was a great decision, not such a great business decision, because certainly there's more to a company than a product. You have to know how to run a business, and you have to be fiscally responsible, and all of those things. But that's the foundation. So after that, I was very focused on making sure all those things worked. I always liked the product. But when you've had an experience with a product that is life-changing or makes your life so much more convenient, or you love it, and you can look at your life every single day with things that are not from the space if you need to validate this principle and ideal, there is a belief level that is bulletproof. And since everything is based on belief, when a lot of people join network marketing and think they started a business, they didn't really start a business. They were sitting at home one day, phone rang or the internet beeped or whatever happens today because I'm sort of a techno idiot. And they saw something and they got excited and the next thing they knew they were in business. And maybe the person they listened to was great at doing a presentation. So they bought into that. But then they turn around and they go talk to three people that they know and try to do the presentation, which is nothing less than catastrophic. And they're doing it for the wrong people because it's family members that don't believe they can do anything anyway. And they're turned down. And they never believed they could do it in the first place. So they validated the fact that they couldn't by what they went out and did. And they quit. But if somebody has a great experience with a product, you can meet people all day that tell you the product doesn't work. And who cares? You know that it works. You know that it worked for you. And you'll keep talking about it until the people that are looking for you find you. So I think that when you start at the beginning and you start with the widest group of people that are going to be open to what you're saying, which obviously is going to be people interested in making your lives better through a product or a service, that eventually people will get on the road with you and then you just have to see how far they go. And some people go stop at customer. Most people stop at customer. Some people go a little bit further and make a little bit of a extra income. Some people say, oh my gosh, is this something I could really get out of the job I hate over the next couple of years? Because other than that, I don't see a road out. And some people, lunatics like Tom and I and others that I could name that I've been fortunate enough to know in my lifetime, they don't see anything but possibility. and they don't see limitation other than 24 hours a day and an opportunity to radically go out and change the world and faster than anything else they can do. But you have to look, use the whole picture, and the whole picture starts with the product and people.
Talk about, Whitney Husband talked last week a lot about the foundation rank. You call it the brick rank. And I will tell you that when I met you 3 years ago and you went through that whole philosophy of the brick rank, and I saw Eric steal it from you, but I truly believe that was a life-changing conversation that you and I had in that little restaurant that day. Because I told you, you said, what's your brick rank? And I made something up because I didn't want to look stupid. She goes, that's not your brick rank, you idiot. Here's your brick rank. And she told me exactly where it was. And she hit the nail on the head where a woman can just grab a couple customers and work a little hard and hit this foundation rank, be that rank, teach people to make that rank, which ends up making people the bigger ranks. Talk about that philosophy a little bit, will you, Lisa? Because it changed my life. And I'm a pretty old guy to be changing lives on. So talk about that, will you?
Rick and I started together 30 years ago, and a lot of what I always kept talking about is stuff that we all learned at the same time. So there's nothing original. It's just stuff I've learned. I forget what you learned. But here's the thing. I call it a brick because, going back to the three little pigs, there's a lot of ways to build a house, but the brick one doesn't fall down. And how do you build a house? One brick at a time. So if you look at a brick house, from foundation to chimney top, it's all bricks. So if you know how to build a brick, then you can build another brick, and eventually build the house. So the brick rank is the rank in a position. It is in a company. It is the piece of the puzzle that, when repeated, will take you all the way to the top. And it usually involves yourself and maybe two or three other people in your business. And each person may be doing $500 to $1,000 in BV handler volume. So it's a very small puzzle piece. But here's the cool thing about a brick rank. Once you've done it, three things happen. One, and most importantly, if you've done it, you can teach someone else how to do it. If you've done it, nobody can tell you that it can't be done. And if you've done it once, you can do it again and again and again and again. So the brick becomes the most important thing because you can take, let's take Nu Skin because it's been around for 100 years. I'm not in it, and I'm not trying to recruit anybody to it, but it's a really solid company. You can take Hawaiian Blue Diamond, and their brick is executive, I think. And if you look at a Hawaiian Blue Diamond, which is a big rank that not that many people get up to, it's a Hawaiian Blue Diamond executive. And if you look at the whole thing, it's just a bunch of executives in a particular formation that makes up the whole thing. Executive compounded, compounding executive, compounding executive.
To compound the bricks, everybody. Chris Ebersberg, legend in Nu Skin. Blue Diamond in Nu Skin is in the studio audience here, and he just was absolutely nodding his head off when you just said that. And I think that's probably why that Nu Skin comp plan kicked my butt. But, I was like an abject failure in Nu Skin, and Chris was the hero. And you're right, Lisa. So what else? What's going on with the future of the biz? I mean, Integrity Rules just got done with the ANMP. You weren't there, but you were certainly texting me and keeping me on my toes, making sure we were guarding the rooster or guarding the hen house or whatever it was. You were keeping an eye on things, Lisa. You are determined to protect this profession against the bad guys, as is, I see our buddy Richard Bliss Brook is also watching today. Same deal. Go ahead.
I don't think that there are necessarily a lot of bad guys in anything. There are a lot of people that maybe don't know what they don't know. But I think that people are very susceptible to fear and gossip. And in network marketing, where you have a lot of people and anybody can join, you have all kinds of fear and all kinds of gossip, like any other technique. And I think that integrity is something you have to practice, because even when you are, gossip and fear will reign. You have to always be focused, not just on the appearance of propriety and doing things right, because so often people don't really have clear understanding of the business that they're in. They don't have clear understanding of what they're doing. Somebody tells them, it just takes two good people, it just takes five. And that's true, but it's not accurate. It takes five great people that want to do it. And you might go through 100 people to find 5 people that are really good, that want to do it, want to follow the rules. So then people get upset because they said, well, I got my 5 people and none of them did anything, and somebody lied. Nobody lied. Either it wasn't stated clearly or it wasn't heard clearly. But in that miscommunication, all the trouble starts. So every day we're combating the fact that there's a perception based on lack of understanding, lack of due diligence, lack of finding out what you need to know about it for yourself. This a tendency of people today to want to blame others for themselves not going and finding things out that we deal with every day. And in spite of all of that, this space is more fun, a better opportunity for people to. I'll go with Eric. It's not perfect. God knows it's not perfect, but it is better. But in an age of transparency with social media and everything else, just be who you are, because everybody's going to find out who you are anyway.
Amen. We got to take a break. So we're going to come back right after this. Thanks so much to Ted Anderson and the Genesis Communication Network. 550 radio stations is a lot. We love being on those, but we really will take a break and come back right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back. Thank you very much. This is the Tom Chenault Show. Stay here with Lisa. I mean, stay for the rest of the show, Adrian. Well, she loves you and you love her. We're talking about the future of network marketing. We're talking about what's going on. We're talking about these two young kids. Obviously, your daughter, Hillary, is ripping it. She's a graduate of the University of Colorado. Adrian graduated big, big, big degree from the University of Trinity or Trinity University, one of the two. I got to check my app. But at the end of the day, these kids are out of that corporate world and into this game called personal development and network marketing and home-based business and entrepreneurship. Pretty cool stuff. Isn't this the future, Lise?
Yeah, and they have an edge. Tom, you still think of this as a phone, right?
Yes.
My daughter told me 10 years ago it was a texting machine, and over the last 10 years, I've seen for people that understand that, what that can mean. And let me tell you why I think that means that network marketing is growing so much. Millennials grew up in a different sort of communication, and in many ways, there's downsides to that, too. You know, you might edit yourself too much, but they do not have a scarcity mindset when it comes to it. They are in so many networks in the real world and online, communicating with them in so many different ways on a daily basis, and have no problem throwing something that they're excited and they believe out into the marketplace. But here is, I think, the thing that intimidates a lot of people. With the world getting to the point that everybody's basically a publisher and can put their opinion up, millennials are different. If they love a product and they believe the value is there and that people are being treated properly and that the social issues that concern them are being addressed, they will light it up. And if they don't, the ability to scare them or make them not pick up their marbles and go play in another game is almost... because they do not have a scarcity mindset the way that many people in my generation do. And that's creating a lot of change in network marketing that intimidates a lot of people. You have kids under 30 and under, amazingly talented. And they're not necessarily any more talented than people I met 30 years ago, but their ability to view technology and the way that they view the world, they're going 400 wide and creating systems that actually service those people better than we used to be able to do 40. And the numbers are growing geometrically. And they're concerned with product value and customer acquisition. It's the way that they think. A model without it wouldn't make sense to them. And I think that it's truly influencing everything that's going on today, particularly that we're working. You know, I'm a Star Trekker. I think the future's bright, rosy, and pink.
You're also an expert in Asia. What's network marketing looking like over there? You and Curtis spend months at a time traveling all over those countries. I don't know how you do it. Is it just pandemonium for network marketing?
People in other countries, Asia in particular, but I could name other countries as well, they are not nearly as unaware of the magnitude of the opportunities that are available to them. You know, in the United States, we always say times are tough, and people, if you pick up a newspaper, and I don't care whose news it is, there's a way to find a reason to think that you don't have the opportunities you should, or that life isn't good, or whatever it is. But we have it really easy here, because anybody here can get up on any given day and find a great opportunity with very little money and very little education and a lot of sweat equity, the mentorship, the model, the training, and the ability to go out every day and change their life and leave the world doing it. Because much of that entrepreneurial opportunity is here. Over there, people are so grateful and they have such a long game. I like to think I play the long game, but I'm an amateur compared to the people that you meet overseas. Because they waited so many years for things that we take for granted on a daily basis. Also, they're very merchant conscious. They have great relationships with people. Their home-based business is more in coffee shops, so they are very tech-savvy. While they're out contacting people. They have all these contacts. They haven't lost sight of connections. And I always want to tell people, no matter how many contacts you have, there's nothing replaces connectivity. So stay connected.
Wow. Got any questions for?
Yeah, so what does it look like as a leader? You know, a lot of people in different companies, that you know, their company might be opening up a new Asian country, for example, and they're thinking about, could I approach that? You know, I know somebody over there. What's your number one tip for somebody that's thinking about trying to build in Asia for the first time?
With the caveat that there are exceptions to any rule, my feeling is that you can build the world from home. There are 10 million, for example, Chinese speakers in North America. There are huge Russian enclaves in North America. There are huge Vietnamese enclaves in North America. And when you build local, it's less expensive, and those people serve as a bridge. And that's originally how I got to Asia. I built very strongly in the Asian markets in Southern California, Northern California, New York, and ended up in Asia because of it. And now, to maintain a business there, I spend a great deal of time. Jesse Lee Ward, who's phenomenally amazing, and I've got the privilege of working with her on a daily basis, as well as my daughter Hillary, who's new to the industry and lighting it up. They both have teams in Asia, and they have both made 3 trips to Asia in the last year. So you can recruit people if you know them well. But my feeling is you have to be willing to go support at some point that which you created, because technology gives us great advantages and great leverage, but it does not ultimately replace the need at some point to get on the ground and get face-to-face involved within their culture and within their lives.
All right, we're out of here. This was a tremendous show. I love the Sorensons. They are as cute as a button. I would love to get to know them better. Lisa, I know like a sister. It's been phenomenal having you on. I feel like I've known you all your life. So we are out of here. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.